The state budget the Senate will unveil today on Beacon Hill slashes aid for cities and towns by 30% and relies on a combination of some $1.4 billion in state savings and federal stimulus money. At the moment, the plan does not call for new taxes, but senators can still introduce tax proposals before debate on the package begins next week. Governor Patrick is making the case for his proposals for higher taxes on gasoline, alcohol, and candy at a series of public forums across the state. The first one was in Braintree earlier this week. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and has this report.
Governor Patrick clearly enjoys these sessions with voters.
Is it best if I pass this around so everybody can hear? I can do the Oprah thing. There you go. Carla, you say what?
The governor tells the more than 70 people who've come to this evening gathering at the big modern Thayer Public Library in Braintree that he wants them to tell him what programs are important and how taxpayers should pay for them. His audience learns that 62% of the budget comes from taxes, that 58% of the taxes come from the income tax.
Is it too much? Is it too much information?
No. I don't think so.
This is the first one we've done. That's what I'm
Someone speaks out in support of a proposal by Patrick and a legislative commission to charge telecommunications companies property taxes.
Everybody know what we're talking about on this telecom thing? Anybody not know? You want a little explanation? So the phone company does not pay property tax on the poles and the wires.
Judith Gangle from Randolph supports Patrick's proposal to tax candy.
Maybe we should scale the tax on candy according to the sugar content so that kids who want to still eat candy and have less money in their pocket would be tending to buy the lower sugar candies.
Who else thinks this is a good idea?
A few hands go up. Someone who just gives his first name, Tom, disagrees.
I think it's a bad idea because I think you'll open Pandora's box. Next we'll be after ice cream and cookies and cakes and everything else.
Tom also thinks that Patrick's proposed 19-cent-a-gallon increase in the gas tax is too high.
Why don't you have like a 10% gas tax and a 6% sales tax? Have both instead of hitting us with a 19-cent gas tax.
There's nothing magic about 19 cents.
The hands are going up.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
93.
Six? Seven, all right? And then we'll do another round, all right? But you have to remember your number. Think of this as the bakery.
Paul Mione's number comes up. He's the chairman of the Randolph School Committee.
And so I think flat taxes like 19-cent gas tax and things like that and raising the sales tax, that hurts everybody. But it really hurts the most vulnerable people in the Commonwealth harder.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be my advice to you and to your team is to just try to keep that in mind, that when you raise taxes and fees, think of who you're impacting and their ability to really to deal with that increase.
It's an incredibly important point, Paul,
yes.
Right? So, and therefore, what? What would you do?
Well, you know, for instance, 19-cent gas tax. I mean, if I'm making a very small wage, that's gonna, and I'm driving to work
right.
or driving my kids to school, that's going to hurt me really bad.
I got it. Yeah.
And so maybe not do 19 cents, maybe only do 10.
If one of Patrick's purposes in engaging voters face-to-face is to enlist their support in raising taxes, it's definitely working. The people who turn out at this forum may not agree on which taxes to raise or by how much, but they're buying into the idea that they'll have to pay more. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.